This is Life Talks with Scott, returning to you to talk about fivefold. Hey, so it's been a while. I've been on a little hiatus here from my podcast. Just got really busy with several different things. So I took a little break, you know, coming back from COVID and everything and kind of restarting everything up at the church. And so finally kind of plateaued off and able to pick up the podcast again and start doing a few episodes here and there. But really, I really feel that to talk about, you know, I think I ended my last podcast series talking about the government of God. Well, I kind of want to continue that, but we're going to talk about the government of the church and how God establishes his government in the church and what the government of the church looks like. And I think it's actually probably an extremely important topic right now in this season, because I'm not talking about political governments. I'm not talking about earthly government in the terms of, you know, legislation, judicial, executive branches, or anything like that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the government of the church, how God fulfills the mandate of his church, right? That's what I'm talking about. So don't get that confused. I want to clearly define what governmental means when we're speaking of it from a biblical perspective in regards to the church. So personally, my belief, if we're a church and I say, okay, we're a governmental church, that doesn't necessarily mean, it shouldn't necessarily mean that we're involved in political governments, okay? Governmental church means that we operate according to the government of God at a level, a governmental level. And we're going to talk about what that means, right? So if you were going to ask me how the government of God is formed, then I would tell you that the church, believe it or not, has branches, right? We have branches just like government. Our government has three branches. Well, the church has branches of government. Okay, now we're not going to call them branches of government. We're going to call them fivefold ministry gifts. Okay, because the way that God establishes government, his government in the church through the world is through his fivefold ministry gifts. Okay, and so that's pretty much what this series is going to talk about. It's going to talk about the fivefold ministry gifts that God has, okay, and how they operate. And there's a bunch of different categories of gifts in the Bible. We have the spiritual gifts, okay, which Paul talks about in 1 Corinthians. We have fivefold giftings, which Paul talks about in Ephesians. Then we have the redemptive giftings, okay, which Paul also talks about. So there's a whole bunch of different giftings, okay, but we are talking about the fivefold gifts as being the branches of God's government. In other words, how God establishes and fulfills his government in the earth, right? Now, just like a regular government, like let's take America, the United States, for example. If we were missing a branch of government, let's say we were missing the executive branch, we wouldn't be very effective as a nation, right? We would have some serious issues and flaws. Well, if we had all the other branches, but we were missing the judicial branch, we'd have some serious issues, and we wouldn't be complete and whole. Or if we were missing our legislative branch, we would be lacking. We wouldn't be mature. We wouldn't be whole. Okay, and so we have three branches. But so think of each of these giftings, these fivefold ministry giftings. So for those of you who don't know, we're going to Ephesians chapter 4 to get this reference. Ephesians chapter 4. You can read the whole passage, probably starting around verse 6 or 7. But I'm just going to read verse 11. And it talks about Jesus, and it says, "And he, Jesus, gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds or pastors, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry." Okay, and so we're going to break this verse down today and talk about the importance of the fivefold giftings. All right, because this is a very important. This is really important for us to understand, especially now. I don't know why, but the American church, the North American church, is really far behind in terms of fivefold in a lot of areas, okay, than you know, other churches around the world. I think a lot of it has to come from the fact that we focus so much on teachers, pastors, and evangelists, and we neglected two very important of the ministry gifts, the fivefold ministry gifts, until just recently. And there's still some argument about those, and we'll break down a lot of that stuff. But right now, I want to look at this first, okay? Because this is how God establishes his government on the earth. So just like if we are missing a branch of government in the United States, you know, like I said, like the executive, legislative, or judicial, if you're missing one of the roles, one of the giftings of the fivefold, one of the ministry giftings, then your church is going to be lacking, okay? You're going to be lacking in something. You're not going to be full. You're not going to be mature, okay? You're going to be missing. You're going to be incomplete. So maybe your church has apostles, prophets, and teachers, but you're missing, I don't know, maybe you're missing pastors, okay? Well, you're missing something. You're not whole. You're not complete. You're missing a key branch or aspect of God's government, right? So I want to go through and read. All we're going to do today is we'll go through and we'll read these verses, and then we'll talk about them, because I don't want to extend these podcasts. So we're in Ephesians chapter 4, and we'll talk about starting in verse 4. It says, there's one body and one spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. All right, but grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives and he gave gifts to men. In saying he ascended, what does it mean but that he also descended into the lower regions, the earth? He who descended is the one who also ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and the teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. Okay, so that was a longer passage. I encourage you, I am not going to go and continually read this. I'll paraphrase from it. I'll reference it. But if I read this every time I had to mention it, these podcasts would be 2 hours long. Okay, so you need to, I encourage you, pull this up. You know, if you have your Bible next to you, pull it up, read it, okay? Because this right now is very important for us to establish the government of God. I always say that you can tell what's happening, what God is doing. You're just looking at the world. Right now, there is a political spirit that is consuming not just the United States, but we are talking the world. I have friends in other countries, and they say it is ridiculous, the hyper politicized atmosphere that is all over the world, okay? So the government is a big thing right now in people's minds. And so for me, what I always, you know, the enemy always tries to attack or destroy what the Lord's doing. So for me, I really believe that the Lord is building and firmly establishing his government in the earth, okay? And this is going to happen through the fivefold, okay? Each of these giftings it's kind of like a branch, if you will, like I said earlier, of government. So let's talk about these. We call them the fivefold because there's five of them, but in reality, before they were called the fivefold, they were called the ascension gifts. The ascension gifts. You know, why the ascension gifts? Because if you look in verse 8 and in verse 9, it says, when he ascended, right? When Jesus Christ ascended, in other words, when you go read the end of Luke, at the beginning of Acts, when Jesus Christ ascends, right? that this is when he gives his gifts, when he ascended, okay, past tense. After he ascended, he gave these gifts. So what does that mean? That means these gifts were given after Christ returned to the Father. Okay, that's why they're called ascension gifts. And that's really important to know. The other thing is to know they are gifts, right? You can't earn them. You can't beg the Lord for them. You can't, work your way into one of them. You know, unfortunately, in some spheres of ministry, you start off as a pastor, work your way up to maybe an evangelist, then you work your way up, you promote to a prophet, okay, and then finally an apostle. That's not how it works at all, okay? And we'll talk about this because this is not a hierarchical structure. It's not a hierarchy where the apostle's at the top. In fact, if you read scripture, the apostle consistently is referred to as a servant of all, right? So really the apostle's at the bottom of the structure serving everyone else. And that makes sense because he helps establish and lay foundations. You know, I've talked about this in other podcasts where I talked about some major misconceptions about apostles, bad models, people who say, I'm an apostle, you have to support me, okay, or things like that. I don't want to go into detail, but that's wrong. That's not the biblical model. That's not what Scripture portrays the apostle as. And Scripture is truth. If we want to know how things are supposed to operate, we have to go to Scripture, okay? And while we always want to read, maybe we want to go read someone's commentary or what someone says about a passage, the best way to understand Scripture is to read Scripture, okay? That's just it. So we call these the fivefold or the ascension gifts because they were given as Christ ascended, and there's five of them, okay? Now, I want to say something because people say, well, it's a gift like prophecy, but, it's a gift like prophecy, words of knowledge, but they're not, okay? These are not like that. In fact, someone can have the gift of prophecy, right? But you don't have the fivefold gift of prophet, okay? You don't have it. You actually are that gift, okay? You are that gift. And so that's the difference, and we're going to break this down in another podcast, but that's the difference, okay? All believers can have the gifts of the Spirit, right? The Lord gives us gifts based, according to, how he desires. It's his grace. It's a gift. It's not anything you can earn. It's not a merit. It's something you simply receive, okay? And you can ask for the gifts, but it doesn't mean you're going to receive it. Now, people who ask for the gifts of an apostle clearly don't fully understand the role of the apostle, okay? And when we get to these, we'll break them down, each one individually, characteristics, biblical references. We'll talk about that. The apostle, like I said, is a servant of all, okay? Or as Paul says, we're the foolishness of man of God on display to the world, right? So it's not always, it's not a glorious position where, you're going to receive the accolades of men and men are going to love you and come to you, okay? That's not what it is, really. You're serving the church and giving your life for her just as Christ did, okay? But I want to talk about this because in verse 10 it says this, "He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things," right? Okay, so we're talking about Jesus, we're talking about he descended, and then he ascended so he could fill all things, right? So he could fill all things. And then it says this, and it proceeds to say, and he gave, okay, so that he might fill all things, he gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds, and teachers. Okay? Really important to know, the fivefold ministry gifts, each gift is a very unique expression of Christ himself. The apostle, right? Hebrews 3:1 refers to Jesus as the chief apostle, right? Jesus is the chief apostle. So the apostle is an expression of Jesus Christ himself to the church. The prophet, okay, Jesus was considered the prophet that Moses prophesied, the great prophet. That is an expression of Jesus, an aspect of Jesus that he gives to the church. The evangelist, okay, the shepherd, the teacher. Okay, Jesus, if you go and read the Gospels, he is referred to as all of these things. So he is the highest apostle, the highest prophet, the highest evangelist, the highest shepherd, pastor, okay, and the highest teacher. So what happens is he breaks part of himself off, right? He breaks part of himself off and he gives it to someone. So he fills someone with himself to manifest that aspect of who he is, okay? So in other words, I'm trying to make myself clear here. I understand me. I hope you understand me. So someone who has, who is an apostle, right? They are that gift. They don't have that gift. They are that gift. What is that gift? Okay, the gift of an apostle, same with all the other four. It is a special endowment from Christ himself, where Christ lives through that individual's life and expresses himself in that unique way. So an apostle receives that gift. Okay, again, it's not something that they do. It's who they are. Okay, these the fivefolds. They're not titles. Okay, they're not a title. Like I said, it's not some job title. It's not some role they fill. Okay, it's not some you know, status at all. These are gifts that explain why people function the way they do, because they are the gift, okay? So in other words, you know, if I'm an apostle, well, then I can teach and I can, you know, do the works of an apostle, but my life, me living out my life to the church is also the gift, and Christ lives through the apostle, right? Christ is supposed to live through the apostle to bring that gift to the body of Christ. Yeah, I hope I'm making myself understood. So, excuse me. In other words, Jesus Christ is living through each of these gifts, which are people, right? And they are supposed to be imparting that gift to the body of Christ. All right? Man, I've already gone kind of long on this one. We'll go long on this one so I can lay the foundation. So these gifts, okay, which are how God establishes his government, his rule, are actually expressions of himself. So he gives of himself to these people, and those people live out that expression of who Christ is. And as they live that out, which is completely received by grace, it's a gift, as they live out their lives and allow Christ to live through them, through that expression of the apostle, prophet, evangelist, teacher, pastor, right? They impart that same grace to the body of Christ, okay? So, in other words, if you have a church that has an apostle and a prophet and evangelist, but you don't have pastors or teachers, well, then what happens is your church is going to get the grace and impartation of those three expressions of Christ, but they're going to be missing the pastoral and the teaching aspect. All right? Now, when those gifts come into the house, those teaching and pastoral gifts, the ascension gifts, when they come into the house and start imparting to the house, then the house all of a sudden becomes complete in that they're receiving the grace of each unique gift. Hope that makes sense. So what? Let's talk about this, because let's go look at that. We're going to go look at that passage in Ephesians 4 again. So what's the purpose, right? So Jesus gave them because he wanted to fill all things, right? Jesus wants to fill all things. So as a result of him filling all things, he gives these gifts, which are expressions, manifestations of his very character and nature. The only way that you can have the full expression of Christ in the church is having the fivefold ministry operating in their fullness. In other words, each of these gifts is operating in the church. That is the only way you're going to get the full expression of Christ, because he builds through people and his government are established through these gifts, right? So, that said, let's talk about this. So he wants to fill everything. So he breaks himself up into these different giftings, these fivefolds. And what's their purpose? Their purpose is to equip the saints, right? So just like I said, an apostle, a prophet, someone who holds a fivefold ministry gift, they function, their life function as one of these gifts, okay? It's not something they do. It's not a title. It's actually a function of who they are. And what that does is their actual gift will equip the saints. So you have someone who is an apostle who comes into your church and starts teaching. Well, what happens is this apostolic anointing is now birthed and imparted to the church. Okay, if you have someone who is prophetic that comes into the church and teaches or is part of the church and who has this gift of the fivefold, when he starts, the prophet starts teaching and he's in the church, what happens is this prophetic anointing is released on the church, okay? And people start operating in that at a certain level. Same with evangelistic, same with pastoral, same with teaching. So that's why a lot of times when you go and you see, let's just talk about this, you know, biblically speaking, there's no model in the New Testament where only one individual was in charge of a church, right? Now what you're saying, you're going to try to argue with me. Biblically speaking, it's not the way we do it in America. What the phrase I've heard used is one among equals, right? One among equals. In other words, you have a group of leaders, a group of individuals, probably each who hold a different fivefold ministry gift, an aspect, a different manifestation, expression of Christ that are on a leadership team. So like Paul and Barnabas, Silas, Mark, you know, Timothy, list them, right? So you have this team. Now, in that team, you have they're all equal, right? But you still have one that if there is, you know, we can't agree on something, you know, you go to the one and that one's the ultimate decision maker, all right? So that's what we say, one among equals. In other words, there is one individual among equals that God has probably given the grace to really make the ultimate decision. However, there's that council among all of those different gifts that help determine and make sure that the church is expanding in every direction, right? So think of the apostolic as the apostle expands the church into the direction of the apostolic, the evangelist expands the church that way, and then the other three do the same. Okay, so you have one among equals. So what happens is really you can't have one person that is fully manifesting the full expression of Christ. The only way to have that and the only way for a church to fully manifest the full expression of Christ is to have all five of these ministries operating in the church. Okay, you have to have all five operating in the church, or at least be inviting the ones that aren't present in your church pretty continually. All right, so like here at Christ Center, if we want to start inviting all these evangelists, well, what that'll do is it'll impart an evangelistic anointing to the individuals in our church as well. Okay, so their responsibility is to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. So the fivefold primary job is to the church. Your primary job is for and to the church, right? And they equipped others to actually do the work of ministry, okay? The next thing they do is they build up the body, okay? The fivefold, your body cannot be fully built until these fivefold are operating in your house, okay? And the purpose is until we all attain to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, right? To the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So what happens is there is equipping, there is building, and there is a maturity that comes through these fivefold giftings, a spiritual maturity that comes through these fivefold giftings, all right? And that's what we need to understand. So that is the function of someone who operates in the fivefold. It's like if you ever wonder, if you go to the church who doesn't operate based on this leadership model that we see in the New Testament of a team, right? You go to a church where it's like one guy, and that's it, and he does everything. Which isn't uncommon today. It's like he is the guy who's seen. He he's the one who's preaching every Sunday or every Wednesday, and there's not other leaders that are coming in to impart the gift on their life. What happens is you see that the church literally only becomes a copy or an imitation of that individual who has that gifting. In other words, that one leader, let's say he's an evangelist. Well, then the church is going to be very evangelistic. But it's not going to have that apostolic, prophetic, maybe even pastoral teaching bent. So what happens is you're going to gather evangelistic people to you, but those people aren't going to be mature because they're only going to contain that one aspect of Christ, that evangelistic one, instead of having the grace of all five gifts imparted into their life to make them mature. What this should do, what this really should do, is it should make you hunger and ask the Lord, Lord, send someone to me who is, whatever, evangelistic. Send someone to me who is a pastor, who is an evangelist that can impart that grace in my life. Okay? Because remember, they are the gift. They are the gift. I always laugh. Like someone who is an apostle, it doesn't matter what they teach. Like, I'm not saying bad theology. What I'm saying is it doesn't matter what they get up and say when they speak. The fact that they are up there talking, they are imparting a gift. They are imparting that apostolic anointing and gift, not because of what they're saying, but because of who they are, since they are that gift, right? And I think that needs to be clearly understood. So the purpose is equipped, to build, to mature. The other thing is they stabilize. These fivefold gifts stabilize. In other words, you see, Paul says in verse 14, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by waves, carried by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. In other words, there's a stability, a mature stability that comes where you're no longer thrown here and there when these fivefold gifts are fully operating in you. Okay, so, and we've really gone over, but that's okay. So what happens is these fivefold gifts have an extreme important purpose because they build the church. They're the government of God to the church, right? And we want all of them operating. And remember, it's not something where you say, well, I think I'm a teacher. Well, I think I'm this. I mean, usually you'll have people confirm it in you, okay? And it's important. We have got to pray that God raises up those with these giftings, that those people accept them, and that they manifest themselves in the church. And we need to pray for God to help us identify these people, right? That is what we really need to do in the church as a whole. Probably almost a year ago now, the Lord told me, Scott, you need to start praying for me to raise up my apostles and prophets. And he said, not only that, you need to pray for that they work together, right? And so that had been my prayer for a long time now. And I feel like we're starting to see what that's about to look like. Anyway, so that is the beginning of this entire topic of the fivefold ministry gifts, the ascension gifts, how God establishes his government. So that's all we have for today, guys. I went a little long. That's all right. We're going to keep talking about this topic, and stick with me because we'll elaborate about these gifts as a whole. And then we'll go through and we'll break down each one. So, love you guys. Bless you guys. Have a blessed day and come back soon.